Loudly praise the glory of Jesus. The angelic world praises him. Bring the crown and the purple robe and crown him. Crown him. Crown him as the ruler of all the earth. Crown him, ye witnesses. Praise be to the Lamb that was slain. Praise the root of the tribe of Jesse and crown him. Crown him as the ruler of all the earth. Redeemed multitude from Israel, who are faithful to the King, sing praises to Emmanuel and crown him. Crown him as ruler of all the earth. Ye sinners from the nations, the victor is calling you. Praise him for his agony on the cross and crown him. Crown him as ruler of all the earth. One day we sing the song of the bride in the heavenly tabernacle. Then it resounds loud through all the spheres. Crown him. Crown him as ruler of all the earth. It stays that way. What you believed will certainly happen, because the word promises it to you. Oh, learn to believe without first seeing. Trust God. Heart, he will not disappoint you. It stays that way. As it is written in the Word. As it is written, leave it like that. A word that has remained in your heart, you shall see it fulfilled in its time. it stays that way. Faith will triumph. Even if everything is against it, heart, only believe. You will not be defeated. He in whom you trust is the hero of victory. It stays that way. You must not long ask which way your God will ever lead you. He can carry us on Father's arms, even if we do not feel His presence. It stays that way. You can trust in the Lord. No matter how gloomy and dark things are around you, in faith you can see God's help. So hold fast to it. It stays that way. Dear brothers, dear sisters, I welcome you all warmly in the precious name of our Lord Jesus Christ. May you also hear the word of God worldwide today. We are grateful to the Lord that we have been able to meet here in Zurich for over 50 years to hear the word of God. Praise, glory and thanks be to the Lord. We have gone home blessed every time. I would like to read a word from Titus, chapter 2, verse 11. Titus, chapter 2, verse 11. Denn erschienen ist For the grace of God that bringeth salvation has appeared to all men, teaching us that denying ungodliness and worldly lusts, we should live soberly, righteously, and godly in this present world. Looking for that blessed hope and the glorious appearing of the great God and our Savior Jesus Christ. Who gave Himself for us, that He might redeem us from all iniquity and purify unto Himself a peculiar people, zealous of good works. These things speak and exhort and rebuke with all authority. Let no man despise thee. What a precious word, a word that brings us life, waiting for the glorious appearing of the great God and our Savior Jesus Christ. Yes, for whom we wait, and we thank the Lord that the time is short, and soon He will take us to Himself. And we thank you Faithful Lord, let us pray together. Faithful Lord, we thank you and praise and extol your wonderful name, Jesus Christ. Lord Jesus, speak to us this afternoon. Open our ears. Open our hearts that your true word may bear fruit. We thank you, faithful Lord, that we know soon you will appear and call your own to you. Faithful Lord, prepare us all for that day that we may come to you together. Faithful Lord, we thank you and praise your wonderful name. Bless worldwide, Lord Jesus. Bless your servant, Brother Frank. And we thank you that you, Lord Jesus, are in our midst also this afternoon. Praise, glory, and thanks be to you. In Jesus' name, amen. Dear brothers and sisters in the Lord, I also greet you very warmly from Zurich. We thank the Lord for the precious word that Brother Keller read as an introduction. It's just so tremendous in what way the Lord speaks directly to us, and we take every word of God seriously and know that it is addressed to us. Today we will have to talk about a few things. And I have noted down a few Bible passages that we will now read briefly, and then we will also go into the word of introduction. May the blessing of Almighty God truly rest upon all who hear the word, believe, and are willing to follow in obedience. For faith and obedience belong together. Here you go, Brother Borg. We read from Zephaniah 2, verse 4. Zephaniah 2, verse 4. For Gaza shall be forsaken, and Ashkelon a desolation. They shall drive out Ashdod at the noonday, and Ekron shall be rooted up. I have chosen only two scriptures from the many that speak of Israel being gathered and brought back to their homeland. And that is what happened. And we bear great pain that all the world is basically against Israel. But God has ordained it through Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob in such a way that the plan of salvation could be announced in the Old Testament and will find its fulfillment in the New Testament. Now, the one scripture about Israel. Here you go. We read from Ezekiel 11, Ezekiel 11, verse 17. Thus saith the Lord God, I will even gather you from the people, and assemble you out of the countries where you have been scattered, and I will give you the land of Israel. Thus it is written in the word of God, the people of Israel have been scattered, persecuted, but the time would come when the people of Israel would be brought back to the homeland. And that has happened in our time. Since 1948, we have again a state of Israel. And I don't want to dwell on that. It just hurts. Yes, it's a great pain that billions are spent on the Palestinians so that they can buy enough weapons to attack Israel. And again and again, the different groups, whether it's Al-Qaeda, whether it's everything that's going on, we've seen it. I don't even want to talk about it any further. God will see to it in a very short time that Israel will become a blessing for all nations, because the Lord God will begin His reign, His millennial reign, from Jerusalem. Thus it is written. There are a number of promises for this, which we cannot go into now. God bless us all. Now just a few words of the scripture. We read from Titus 2, verse 11 and 12. Titus 2, verse 11 and 12. For the grace of God that bringeth salvation has appeared to all men, teaching us that denying ungodliness and worldly lusts, we should live soberly, righteously, and godly in this present world. Thanks be to the Lord for such a clear and true word. The grace of God has appeared to all men, but not all accept God's offer of grace. And therefore, the second part is addressed to those who accept God's grace, redemption, and what happened for us on the cross of Calvary. Namely, that Jesus Christ, as Son of God, gave redemption for all sons and daughters of God, shed His blood, and gave us forgiveness, reconciliation, and salvation. So, salvation has appeared to all, But only those who accept God's grace let themselves be corrected. Accept everything the Lord has to say to us and submit in faith and obedience under God's word. Here you go. We read from Ephesians 4, verses 22 to 24. Ephesians 4, 22 to 24. I read verse 22. That ye put off concerning the former conversation the old man, which is corrupt according to the deceitful lusts. This word is addressed to believers, that we must put off the old man. We are born into this world, born in sin, separated from God. And therefore, when we are born again and receive eternal life, we must put off the old man and put on the new man, which after God is created in righteousness and true holiness. With God, all things are possible. He can make sinners into children of God. He saves the lost. He delivers the captives. He heals the sick. And for that we are grateful. We accept what God has given us in Christ Jesus, our Lord. Here you go. I read verse 23. And be renewed in the spirit of your mind. That you need to be renewed in the deepest part of your being. So, do not put on the new man over the old man, as if you were putting on a new jacket over the old one. But first, undress and take a bath in the Word, and then put on the new garment which the Lord has given us by grace. With God, all things are possible. We may believe and accept it for us. Here you go. We read verse 24. And that ye put on the new man, which after God is created in righteousness and true holiness. That is a mighty word, and it becomes true in our lives, that we can really be seized by the grace of God and put our own will into the will of God, consecrate our own life to the Lord, so that His life can be manifested through us. As Paul wrote, "For none of us liveth to himself, for whether we live unto the Lord." And we are thankful to God with all our heart that it is not only promises, not only written in the Word of God, but that all that God has given us in Christ Jesus, our Lord, can become divine reality and has already become so for the most part. Praise be to the name of the Lord. Here you go. We read from Titus 2, verse 13. Titus 2, verse 13. Looking for that blessed hope and the glorious appearing of the great God and our Savior, Jesus Christ. Thanks be to the Lord. All that we have read before must be done to us and come true in us. And then we wait for the glorious appearing of our Lord, which He promised us when He said, I go to prepare a place for you, and I will come again to take you unto myself, that where I am, there ye may be also. Beloved brothers and sisters, the Savior has come to us, that we may go to Him. He came to earth, redeemed us, that we, as the redeemed, might be taken up to Him in glory. The Lord will come again. The rapture will take place. And we are now living in the final stage of the calling out and preparation of the bride church for the return of the bridegroom, our beloved Lord and Savior. Now, we move on to the second part and read the scripture from the Gospel of John. We read from John 14, verse 12. Verily, verily, I say unto you, he that believeth on me, the works that I do, shall he do also. Just tremendous and twofold confirmed. Verily, verily, I say unto you, he that believeth on me, the works that I do, shall he do also. Today, we are going to witness a healing service, as Brother Branham has witnessed through over 30 years, that the Lord has done the same thing that He did when He walked the earth. And brothers and sisters, it is simply necessary to read the scriptures here as well. And let's read the next one that goes with it. Here you go. We read from John 5, verse 19. John 5, verse 19. Then answered Jesus and said unto them, Verily, verily, I say unto you, the Son can do nothing of Himself, but what He sees the Father do. For what things soever he doeth, these also doeth the Son likewise. Here too we have the double confirmation. Verily, verily, I say unto you. And then we need to pay special attention to what he said and what he meant. Not he as Son of Man, not he who walked here on earth. No, it was not him, but God worked through him and did what happened then. Brothers and sisters, this is just so important. How many times did Brother Branham repeat these two scriptures? I wish I had counted it. Over and over he said, it is not I who do these works, but the Lord does the same works that he did then. And so we have the assurance that it was not a William Branham who healed the sick, saved sinners, raised the dead, but the Lord our Savior has done the same in our time that he did then. As the Son of Man, our Savior, was the prophet, for Moses had foretold a prophet, and as prophet, it was revealed to him what was to happen, and then he could say it, and then it happened. And that is why our Lord said, verily, verily, I say unto you, the Son of Man can do nothing of himself. The Father doeth it through him. And it was the same with Brother Branham. He could not tell anyone of himself who he was, what disease he had, where he came from. He could not tell anyone anything of himself, just as you and I could not tell anyone anything. But then it comes. Then Brother Branham says over and again, the light that had appeared over his head in January 1950 has always descended in every healing service and has remained suspended over the person for whom Brother Branham was to pray. And it has been revealed to him who that person is. Brothers and sisters, I have witnessed it often enough in his meetings as an eye and ear witness. And I'm happy today that all brothers and sisters worldwide can see and hear how God has revealed himself in our time, namely, just like when our Lord walked on earth. For thus it is written, Jesus Christ is the same, yesterday, today, and forever. What he did yesterday, he can do today. We are thankful to God that we can personally experience what God has done in our time. Be blessed during the healing service. Be joined to God. Be thankful that it happened. In Jesus' holy name, be blessed. Hallelujah.
That's who I want united under the power and the leadership of the Holy Ghost. So witness to every word of God that is true. Amen. I believe that God could electrify this people in here just now to a healing service like you have never seen before. If we just believe it. I believe in His presence is here. The King, there's a shout of the King. Many of you denominational preachers look down upon this bunch of scream and shout. And you got the same idea that Balaam had. They've done wrong, that's right, so have you, but you got a way of hiding yours. That's right. You say, oh, that Pentecostal preacher run away with another man's wife. So did that Baptist, that Presbyterian. But the papers keep yours still. Some man's sins goes on before him, you know. Some follow. Give me the united power of the Holy Ghost and take all the rest of it away. I'll agree with Eddie Pruitt when he said, oh, hail the power of Jesus' name. Let angels prostrate fall. Bring forth the royal diadem and crown him Lord of all. Certainly. That's it. That's it, brethren. United under one head. God, one leadership, Holy Ghost, one purpose, the kingdom of God. That's Him. Oh, how glorious. How I'd love to see Him. His great powers are in here now. I'm not going to even call a prayer line. God will call you from this platform. I believe that the King is in this game. Balaam looked at the moral. He failed to see that brass serpent and that smitten rock. That's what's the matter with the churches today, the stiff-necked, uncircumcised in the heart and ears. They failed to see that Holy Spirit going ahead of the church where God is, supernatural signs take place. Christ, the head of the church, wants to unite us together tonight as one heart, one purpose. All you Baptists, Methodists, Presbyterian, Pentecostal, we want to unite together as one heart and one person under one King, God, one domain, heaven. All the church of the living God, Presbyterian, Mennonite, all that you are, God wants us. He's here, His Spirit is here. May He prove to you tonight that I've told you the truth. How many people here are sick? Raise your hand. All right, believe. Just believe. Believe that the King is in the camp. Believe that the nail-scarred Christ, His Spirit, is in the camp. Let Him come into that little apartment of yours that He wants to come into. Let Him come in and say, I'm the King. Don't pay no attention to what the bishop says. I'm the King. I'm the King. You believe my words. I am the same King that walked in Galilee. Art thou the King of the Jews? He said, you said so. Believe now. All you that's sick, let's start over on this side. Some of you sick people over here, do you believe God? Do you believe that Jesus is raised from the dead? Have faith now, believe. What about this little lady sitting here with her head down on the end of the row? Do you have a prayer card, lady? You don't? Do you believe God? Do you believe He's a King? Do you believe I represent Him as a servant like these other men do, these preachers and so forth? I'm not a preacher, as a preacher would be, an educated man. But I do know what I'm talking about. I only got a seventh grade education, but I read all the seventh grade books. I might not know his book too well, but I know the author real well. That's the main thing. If I know the author, he'll reveal his book. You don't have a prayer card, you say? You believe God could tell me what your trouble was? You believe it was the resurrected Jesus? If you believe that, that female trouble will never bother you no more. You believe it? You accept it? Raise up your hand. That's your husband back behind you. That's right. You're a man and wife. I don't know you, never seen you. That's right. Raise up your hand, sir. You believe God? You believe what I tell you is the truth? You got a stomach trouble. If that's right, raise your hands up and wave them. Both of you now, if that's right. What is it? The king is in the camp. Why? He said, these things that I do shall you also. What about over here? Do you believe? Way over in the balconies there. Do you believe, some of you? Have faith in God. What about that man sitting there with his shirt collar open? Right up here in the row. You believe, sir? Yes, sir. You had your head back praising God. You look like an honorable man to me. I'll see if God will speak. You be the judge. You're praying for a condition in your nose. You got growths in your nose. If that's right, raise up your hand. Am I a stranger to you? Wave your hand. All right? Well, I'll be healed now. What do you think sitting next to him there, mister? I've seen you washing so close. Then you bowed your head to pray. Am I a stranger to you? The man next to him? All right? Sitting right down here, the second row. You don't want prayer for yourself. You want prayer for somebody else. That person's not here. You believe God will tell me who it is? Would you believe the king was in the camp? That'd be his, the one that touched his garment? You're touching something, you know it. You're praying for your wife. And your wife has high blood pressure. That's exactly right. That's right, raise up your hand. All right? Receive it. Believe it! If thou canst believe, you can have what you ask for. Oh, how wonderful! All of you in here, wherever you are, start believing now. The king is in the camp. The Spirit of God. I can only speak as he shows me, certainly. If thou canst believe, Jesus said, all things are possible. Now, what does the Bible say? The woman touched his garment. She went and told others, touch his garment. He turned around and found who she was. He didn't know who she was. But he knew what her trouble was and told her she was healed. The Bible said he's the same yesterday, today, and forever. If thou canst believe. If thou canst believe. He certainly is the great I Am. There's a little man scratching his ear there looking at me. What do you think, sir? Do you believe? You believe me to be his servant? The light's hanging over you, sir. If God will reveal to me what's your trouble, will you believe me to be his servant? Stand up on your feet. You, all right? You won't be hard of hearing if you'll listen just a minute. Not only are you hard of hearing, now you hear me? You got asthma also, don't you? Coughing. Makes your heart flutter. You're not from this city. You're not from here. You're not from this city. You're from another city. That's right. You believe that God will make you well? You believe that God will heal you? Come here. Bow your head.
I believe that Jesus has the same power today that he had when he is here upon this earth.
Bow your head. Eternal and blessed God, we don't ask for miracles. We ask for mercy. Give unto this man mercy. Take the enemy away from him. Take the deaf spirit out of him so that he can hear. For the glory of God, in the name of Jesus, every head bowed. How long have you been that way?
I've been a feeling that way for a year and a half.
You believe that God can do to make you well?
I sure do.
He's already done it. I'm just barely talking. Now you're all right. Now I want you to go back to Franklin, Ohio, where you come from, and Mr. Wesley Miller, that's who you are, from Franklin, Ohio. You return back. You got your hearing. You're well. Your asthma's gone. Go rejoice now. Be happy. God bless you. You can hear a whisper. Oh, how great. What do you think sitting there buying? Do you believe with all your heart? Yes. You have a kidney trouble. And also a heart trouble. You're also from Franklin. All right, Miss Baker. Rise up to your feet and be well. In the name of the Lord Jesus. If thou canst believe, all things are possible. Do you believe? Have faith in God. He's here. He's marvelous. He's great. He's powerful. I see a lady sitting on the end with her handkerchief up, looking this way. There's a light over the woman. Do you believe, lady? Am I a stranger to you? You got gallbladder trouble. That's right. You're not from this city either. You're from a place called Hamilton, Ohio. Your name is Mrs. Henderson. That's right. Stand on your feet. Now go back home and be well in the name of Jesus Christ. Have faith in God. What do you think the little lady sat behind her rubbing your nose with a handkerchief weeping? Do you believe God? You do? You touch something then. Have you got a prayer card? No. You don't need one. Do you believe that intestinal trouble you've been suffering with has left you? If you do, wave your hand back and forth. All right, then you can go and be well. I challenge you to believe it. Hallelujah! If thou canst believe. What do you think sitting here? Jerked your head just then looking at me. Handkerchief in your... You got heart trouble, don't you? You're from Lebanon, Ohio. Mary, if you believe, you can go back and be well. Stand up on your feet, Mary, and let the people know who you are. All right, God bless you. Let's say praise be to God if you can believe it. Here, this lady sitting right here. You got a nerve trouble. Sitting there wiping your eyes. You believe that God will heal you that nervousness? Little thin-looking woman? If thou canst believe, you can have it. Put your hand over on the lady sitting next to you there while the Holy Ghost is close to her there. She's suffering with diabetes. That's right, lady. Raise up your hand if that's so. Raise up, that's right. You believe? What do you think sitting next to her too? Do you believe with all your heart? You've got a liver trouble and a nervous trouble. The lady with the white-looking coat on. Do you believe that God will heal you now? Raise your hand. You can receive it and go home. Hallelujah! The King is in the camp! King who? King Jesus! Way back in the back. Several rows back. There sits a little lady sitting about three in. Sitting next to them two colored ladies. You got scientist lady. You believe God will make you well? The colored lady sitting there next to her has got varicose veins. Do you believe that Jesus Christ will make you well, colored lady? If you believe it, you can have it. If thou canst believe. The colored lady sitting next to you there has got stomach trouble. Don't you be back here. Can't you see what I'm talking to? The light. If you can believe it, you can have it. I challenge any person in here to believe it. What are we? United under one great kingship. That's Christ. Christ is here. Oh my, that little heart that's in you, that little thing that beats down here, that's got all kinds of superstitions and doubts, all kinds of fears. How many would like to unite that heart to Christ tonight? Raise up your hand. Amen. How many wants all the world tucked out of your heart? All the sin tucked out of your heart. All the unbelief tucked out of your heart. And you want to take all the denomination creed out of your heart so you can unite to Christ. Thanks be to the living God. Stand on your feet then. Amen. Just a minute, I've seen something. Lady, you stood to your feet then. Do you believe me to be God's prophet? You got trouble in your side, don't you? That's your husband sitting there on that stretcher. Sir, you're going to die laying there. That's a cancer. It's killing you. Do you believe me to be God's servant? Would you take my word as God's servant? Pick up your cot and go home and be well. Yeah. Yeah.
Yes, dear brothers and sisters, now we have witnessed a short healing service. Sometimes Brother Branham would pray for 15 to 20 people. They were the most powerful healing meetings I have ever witnessed. And we are just thankful to God that there could be recordings, that we cannot only report today, but that we can show this is how it happened in our time. And here we are at the main point that Brother Branham was sent before the second coming of Christ, that he was commissioned directly to bring the divine message of the Word in the original, as it was brought in the beginning when the New Testament Church was established. Brother Branham has not only been given a healing ministry by God, but has been given the direct commission to bring the Word, the divine message of salvation, to be preached to all nations and tongues. For thus it is written in Matthew 24:14, that this message of salvation, this original gospel, shall be preached to all nations for a witness. And God proclaimed the original gospel as it was done in the beginning. And whoever reads the book of Acts will find that the Lord has confirmed, and whoever reads how the Lord first sent out the 12 disciples and gave them authority, read it in Matthew 10, and how he called and sent out the 70 and gave them authority. And in our time, he really divinely called Brother Branham, divinely empowered him, so that everything that is recorded in the Bible has also happened in our time. And I am grateful to the Lord for all who can believe that Brother Branham was sent by God before the second coming of Christ, which is very, very near, and that the message of the Word given to him could be carried by grace into all the world. We will also tell you on this later. I am grateful to God from the bottom of my heart that when I heard the man of God for the first time, and please, if I am repeating myself, forgive me. But after hearing Brother Branham personally in the meeting, and then seeing what God is doing, it was my heartfelt desire to shake hands with this man of God. And I have given my testimony That Monday morning in August 55, before 8 o'clock, I was already at the hotel to greet the man of God. And I was standing at the reception, and then I was told the team is already entering the lobby. And Brother Branham and Brother Guggenbühl and some brothers were with him. And he stopped just in front of me and said, "You are a preacher of the gospel." Turned to his left and said, "Your wife is standing there at the exit with the luggage." And that was at least 10 meters away. The Lord God showed me at the first greeting that there was a prophet standing before me with whom I would now shake hands and speak. And so God has used the 10 years that I have been with Brother Branham, and I may say, connected with God and with the ministry that the Lord has given us. I probably will have to say it in writing, in a short testimony. I will be brief and to the point, how things have taken their course. Be blessed today, and especially all the ministering brethren. I ask God that no more misunderstandings continue to exist, that all ministering brethren understand that there have been two divine callings in our time, that Brother Branham has been called to bring the message, and that Brother Frank has been called to take the message to all the world. This is what Brother Branham personally emphasized, saying, "It is not I who will forerun the second coming of Christ, but the message that the Lord has given me will forerun the second coming of Christ. And it is coming upon me now. I must tell you, on the 11th of April, 1966, 1 hour after the funeral, when I entered my hotel room, it happened. I had just entered the room, and in front of me was an armchair in which I was about to sit down, and then the words, "Now your time has come to go from city to city, to preach the word and to bring the message and to distribute the food." Beloved brethren, to this I now officially make the remark. Brother Branham has done his ministry. I have done my ministry. But here it is. I have passed on what was given to me from God through the ministry of Brother Branham. So you, as ministering brethren, must now pass on what God has given me, so that we all come to the unity of faith and come into lockstep, that not every brother preaches his own doctrines, but that all pass on the same doctrines and bring everything 100% in line with God and God's Word. God has laid it in such a way. Also the transmissions, when you hear them, then you can carry on and deepen afterwards as ministering brethren and thank God for sending His servant and prophet. And let me also say this. Just as the New Testament began, look it up in Mark 1, that God would send a prophet. Mark 1. The gospel of Jesus Christ began as follows, as it is written in the prophet Isaiah. This is how we read it in Mark chapter 1. In the same way, we may say, now, the divine message of salvation takes its course and also comes to its end and takes the promise from the prophet Malachi, which the Lord confirmed in Matthew 17, Behold, I send you Elijah the prophet. Began with the sending of a promised prophet, ends with the sending of a promised prophet. Hallelujah! Praised, praised be the God of our Lord Jesus Christ. Yes, our God, be highly praised and glorified. That we have been given the insight into God's plan of salvation by grace, as if we were sitting right at the feet of our Lord and hearing all the scriptures fresh from the mouth of the Lord. So, beloved ministering brethren, be blessed with the blessing of Almighty God. And now another thought comes to me. The question is, what then about the ministries that the Lord has placed into the church, namely apostles, prophets, pastors, teachers, and evangelists? Those are ministries in the local church, but this is about the ministry for the whole work of God, for the kingdom of God, not just for a local church, but the Lord God has taken care that we may now personally experience the rest that the Lord has promised by grace. Be part of it. Please believe every word. Put your whole heart into it. Believe with all your heart. And then we will experience our preparation together. And then the rapture. To our God be the glory. In Jesus' holy name. Amen. Blessed is it to trust the Lord. Take Him confidently at His word. Only base yourself on the promise. What He says abides forever. Jesus, in Thee I trust. Thy faithfulness I have tried. Jesus, in Thee I trust forever. Be highly praised. Blessed is it to trust in the Lord, to base oneself on His blood, to immerse oneself in faith, deep in this holy flood. Jesus, in Thee I trust. Thy faithfulness I have tried. Jesus, in Thee I trust forever. Be highly praised. Blessed is it to trust in the Lord, being set free from your own ego, to take only from His hand peace and joy forever. Jesus, in Thee I trust. Thy faithfulness I have tried. Jesus, in Thee I trust forever. Be highly praised. Thanks be to Thee, that Thou hast taught me to trust in Thee. In Thee Thou wilt keep me, till my eyes behold Thee. Jesus, in Thee I trust forever. Be highly praised.